This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's Dukes and Bell. There is a lot of movement going on around the National Football League, at least deals being announced. We're going to run through some of this stuff for you because it's going to affect how next week is going to shake out, because maybe some teams' needs have changed. Mike, for example, the Seahawks today released Tyler Lockett. Talking about a guy that was there 10 years, heart and soul. He goes back to the Russell Wilson days. And immediately afterwards, DK Metcalf goes, I want to trade. Two-time Pro Bowler. We know he's got 1 year left on his deal. Where's DK Metcalf going to end up? And now all of a sudden you say, okay, wait a minute. Seahawks are losing both of their wide receivers? Okay, what's that going to look like? Now, they did have a decent draft last year at wide receiver, but the fact is, these are your two most experienced guys. I don't know what their plan is, but they have said they're willing to trade DK Metcalf. Then on top of that, we mentioned this with our buddy Sam Weiss. Sam Hubbard is retiring from the Bengals, and they are trying to figure out how to pay everybody, and they just got weaker on defense.
Yeah, man. Trey Hendrickson, there's been some reports saying if they do the, as you said to Steve Weiss, the basically double down like the Dolphins, you know, with Jalen Waddle and Tariq Hill, the way they may do it now with T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase. You got all that money invested in two receivers, and you just saw last year you got those receivers and all those points, and your defense couldn't stop anybody.
Nope.
And if, you know, you just mentioned guys retiring, and you don't bring back Hendrickson, you better nail the draft and get some studs that contribute immediately on defense.
So the Raiders today gave us a little clue as to they're definitely going after a quarterback because they released Gardner Minshew. And everybody now is saying, all right, so who's the guy that they're targeting? Because, you know, he was the guy that they at least started last year. We knew with the new regime and Pete Carroll that wasn't going to be the case. I think, Mike, the big deal today, or at least one of them, is Max Crosby getting his extension from the Raiders.
Yep, and Mark Davis did say that he was not going to be trading him, and general manager obliged him. So he gets an extension there, so you got that guy. You got, Tom Brady and the general manager working on, as Steve Weiss said, not like Tom Brady's punching the clock every day in Vegas, but they got an idea about what they want to do. And wouldn't it be something if Shedeur Sanders does all the stuff we spoke about yesterday, if they're really is some, you know, old fart general manager who doesn't, yeah, the kid's too cocky, and he could actually fall to the Raiders. You know, that would be interesting, because if the Titans, and there was a rumor today saying the Titans are going to go after Sam Darnold now that the Vikings have balked on bringing him back, that all of a sudden, well, that's one less team that would want Shedeur Sanders. And if the Giants, for argument's sake, or the Browns want Cam Ward, it's hard to imagine the Giants not trying to make a splash with Shedeur Sanders, though. Unless Shane doesn't like feel warm and fuzzy about him.
He may not. By the way, Max Crosby, 3 years, $106 million extension. That includes 91 in guarantees. That's $91 million. He is now the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. Mm. But that won't be for long, because we talked about some of the deals, including Myles Garrett, who's going to get traded. I believe he will get a new deal. We're talking about Ja'Marr Chase, who will become the highest paid receiver and obviously the highest paid non-quarterback, I believe, when this is all said and done. Mike, also today, the Bears trade for a guy that helped the Chiefs win a couple of Super Bowls. Joe Tooney's got 4 rings, guys.
Right.
And has been an all-pro guard. Now, they moved him to tackle. It didn't work out, and you guys saw the Eagles destroy that offensive line. But the Chiefs making a deal, and in return, you know, the Bears trade and get a guard to protect Caleb Williams for a fourth-round pick. They also traded for another guard, Jonah Jackson from the Rams. They gave up a six-round pick. So a fourth and a six, and all of a sudden you've got two experienced guys there in the middle for
right.
Caleb.
As opposed to trying to, you can't, I mean, you'd really be hard-pressed to try to draft that kind of talent or, you know, try to go get it in free agency. Then all of a sudden your cap money goes away. So how about the Bears? Maybe the worm has turned for the Bears. You got a guy who actually understands the quarterback play. I mean, it's a year late for Caleb Williams, who basically wasted his first season in the NFL. But that's interesting. To me, the most compelling thing that happened in the last couple of days is Jerry and the Cowboys freeing up $56.6 million in cap space. CeeDee Lamb's contract got restructured yesterday. Dak Prescott doing the same. So remember, guys, Falcon fans, you and I talked about earlier, Carl. Remember how Matt Ryan was kind of like the money store. We keep moving the money. The good news is you've created cap space to maybe do the Micah Parsons deal, however you want to handle that down the road, and get more guys. But now you are literally locked in with Dak Prescott for the rest of his NFL career.
Yeah, I mean, this is the cost of doing business with paying your guy and making him the highest paid quarterback and knowing that you weren't in position to take care of some of this other stuff. But here's, I think, the moral to the story with the Cowboys. You can do it. We can do it. If you want to create that space, Mike, you can do it. It's just a matter of, are you committed to making these kinds of moves and committed to the guys that you're going to ultimately restructure? It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The other big move today, and I thought it was big simply because if he hit the market, it was a guy that I was certainly interested in. Zach Bond stays with the Eagles. He signed, by the way, a one-year, $4 million prove-it deal last year.
He left the Saints to go there.
Goes to the Eagles. He's an outside guy. Vic Fangio's the defensive coordinator, says, let's move you to the inside. Now, they did have some injuries, but Mike, 151 tackles, 11 tackles for loss, 5 forced fumbles. This still was a force.
USA Today had him listed as the number 6 free agent in this year's class. But you're right, man. Bet on himself, and now he gets to stay in Philly. And now we're waiting to see how the Eagles, after giving Saquon Barkley his contract extension, how they work now to keep, I mean, by the way, is keeping Josh Sweat a priority? I mean,
I don't think so.
I think maybe they let him roll.
I don't think so. I don't. I think they know they got the two big boys in the middle. They got a good linebacking group. Remember, Nolan Smith was hurt, right? I think, is it Nolan Smith I'm thinking of that with the Eagles?
N'Kobe Dean,
thank you. Who was hurt? He's coming back. They've got a good linebacking core. And then their secondary, Mike, is young and athletic.
Right.
I think they see what's available in free agency and just kind of see what happens, or maybe they draft another defensive end. But he gets, and we're talking about Zach Bond, gets 3 years, $51 million, and now he's one of the highest paid linebackers in the league after a $4 million deal last year.
But what about Milton? I'm thinking of Office Space. Milton Williams, defensive tackle.
You say you take him in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I mean, look, the guy was a third-round pick. He started, now again, he doesn't have the pedigree necessarily as Bond created for himself this year, but started 17 times last two seasons. But is he worth what kind of money? Because he's part of an unbelievable rotation. That's hard. It's hard to quantify. You just talked about all those Bulldogs, right? All those studs that he's in that rotation with. So I don't know. I would take Josh Sweat in a heartbeat and hope that Ruka row 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 comes rowing his boat and kicks butt. You know, and then maybe you go find a defensive tackle. That's the thing. If you could get a guy like Josh Sweat in here, we'd have to move a lot of money to do it. Then you have to worry about hitting it or missing it on the edge rusher.
No, you don't. It changes your philosophy heading into the draft. And here's what's crazy, guys. You look at the wide receiving, you know, at least the wide receiver free agent market this offseason. Here's just some names. And now you can include Christian Kirk, who was with the Jags. They released him. They saved $10 million bucks. But you got Davante Adams, Stephon Diggs coming off an injury, Keenan Allen, Chris Godwin, Amari Cooper, Brandon Cooks, Darius Slayton, Mike, DeAndre Hopkins, who did not work with Kansas City.
D-Hop was not good.
But all these guys, Mike, are we in the wide receiver market?
All right, said this at the start of the show, because I had a guy on the text line, like literally 5 minutes into the show. If you actually write, and a couple more guys did, I think they're just being truculent. Don't text in about us grabbing wide receivers for like anywhere from like 8 to 10 million. We don't need wide receivers. We got Darnell Mooney. What's up, Darnell?
I
beat you to it. And we've also got Drake. Right, yes. And we've got Kyle Pitts.
And by the way,
who I'm assured is going to really, really put it together this year.
Oh, goodness. By the way, Mooney's production fell off when Kirk Cousins' arm fell off.
Right. Kirk hit him with that beautiful pass against the Bucs for a touchdown. And that was kind of like one of the last times we saw him in the end zone.
That was it.
But no, guys. Yes, that's a luxury item. We got to fix the defense. I mean, if you want to go, if somebody like Christian Kirk is still out there And it's like $5 or $6 million. You want to roll the dice on that? Okay. But guys, we have as bad as we've been with defensive players, we lost a sixth-round pick over a stiff like Van Jefferson, who a lot of these guys are no better than at this stage of their career. So forget and stop. I'm going to climb through the internet and punch you in the stomach. Stop throwing these names out. Just because you see a name you recognize, well, we could sure use DK Metcalf. No, need edge rush. We need defensive tackles. No. We need another corner.
Yes. No, 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 no.
Hey,
stop it.
The other thing we're watching today is visits. Some teams are announcing, hey, we're bringing these guys in. We're going to talk to them, like the Browns today. They talked to Abdul Carter. Good chance they could draft him if the right. Titans go quarterback with one and the Browns have the second pick. Shedeur Sanders also being pre-draft visit today by the Browns. Travis Hunt.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 3-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Honor. Doesn't mean they draft any of these guys, Mike.
You're talking to them.
Just talking to them. And listen, the Falcons are going to do the same thing with a bunch of guys. And I'm not going to get overly excited about any of them until down the road when they start to focus in on some of these guys. But they get to talk to all these guys. I mean, they're top 30 guys they get to talk to if they want to. They can bring these guys in for visits. So we're going to hear a little bit of this, not all of it, as to who's coming in. And Mike, who they talk to. Brown's not afraid to put it out there because they got the number two pick. And I think the Browns are open for business, by the way. I think Andrew Berry's like, okay, I got to trade Myles Garrett.
We're going to reset this thing.
We may need additional picks, and that's the way to do it.
You know, the other one that we talked about, they got the most cap space than anybody right now is the Patriots, and they're picking at 4. And let's hope that they go and spend some of that money on edge rush. I mean, I hate to lose some of the guys we'd covet, but then maybe they go offensive tackle, so another edge rusher falls, and then sort of like the Tetris game slides down to us.
I'm with you.
And that would be something. So you're just looking at the chess game, right? Who's going to go where? To me, the Giants are the ultimate wild card. Do they believe in these quarterbacks? I mean, the Titans, are they going to sign Darnold? That's another one. Okay, that could be anything. Then you get to the Jaguars. They're looking for a wide receiver. Raiders can also do anything. See, that's the thing. If somehow Shedeur Sanders falls to the Raiders, then that pushes Jalen Walker closer to us.
It does. It does.
And Jalen Walker, guys, is not affected by this quad injury. He's going to do his own workout in April. It's just he's going to miss Georgia's pro day. Man.